bike ride, or even walk downtown. Your body will appreciate it, and so will you. This is a message from your exercise happy DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
song again and again. I just wanna wake up with you. Just wanna wake up with you. I just wanna wake up.
Can you hear me? Tuned in tonight. Okay. Shall we begin then?
Yeah.
Good evening, everybody. I apologize for aforementioned technical difficulties, but that's okay, because guess what? You are currently tuned in to 90.1 FM Burlington, UVM's better alternative. Burlington's better alternative. Awesome. Also today is Exposure, which is totally awesome, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. approximately. It's 6:15 right now, but that's okay. It's Exposure, and this week we've got UVM band Quick Fission in the studio for us. Why don't you guys kick us with a song when the drummer's ready, you guys. It's okay, we're good, we're ready.
One, two, three, four.
Cause they never look in the
John, you did when you were very small. And the photograph you hung up on the wall, they'll never catch you when you fall. When you fall.
Awesome, guys. Why don't you introduce yourselves, tell us what you play. Yeah.
Should I use this one?
Yeah, use the one you got, man.
I'm Rowan. I do vocals.
I'm Jude, and I play guitar.
I'm Evan, and I play bass.
I'm Jake. I play drums. I hit circles with sticks.
Nice. Love that. Cool, you guys. That was fun. That was a cover. What was that?
That was Ball of the Dead Rat by The Teeth. That's our warm-up song.
Warm-up song.
Yeah.
I love it. Love to hear it.
It's one of the classics.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. Interesting. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about your instrument and how you started playing / what got you into music, that kind of a thing. Anybody can begin.
I started singing for this band because me and Jude wrote a lot of songs and I wanted to sing them. Yeah.
My older brother made me play guitar when I was very little, and it sucked for a while. And then one day I was really bored and it was fun, so I kept playing.
Why?
You should thank your older brother.
Like, yeah, why? I should, but...
I started playing bass for this band as well in, like, October, but previously I played guitar, so it wasn't that hard to transition over. I started because Jude asked me to.
Alright, I've been playing drums since I was 8, something like that. I used to, when I was a kid, I would steal my parents' pots and pans out of the kitchen, and then bring them to their bedroom. And I would use their, like, kitchen wooden spoons and whatnot and bang on them because Kid Jake was like, this is epic. And then
Adult Jake also
thinks it's epic. And then my parents were like, Jake, you're, you know, destroying our pots and pans. And I was like, so what? This is cool. And then they were like, we need to buy this kid a drum set. So they stop, you know, he stops ruining our stuff. And then it just kind of went from there. On and off drums for however long it's been now.
It's a good origin story.
That's a good one, yeah. You got something, or are you just grabbing that back? You're just grabbing it back. I love to see it. Right.
Do you want to tell them how we met, Jake?
I can tell them how we met.
Yeah, why don't you? We would love to know how you guys met. That what was going to be a question at some point, so...
Oh, okay.
No, that's okay. We don't have an order.
Yeah, we're all
crazy.
All over the place here. Okay, so this was, how long have we been doing this?
This was at the very beginning of last semester.
Yeah, okay, so hot second ago. Me and my roommates, my buddies, were going downtown, walking through campus late at night. Well, not too late. It was probably like 9 or 10.
It's the time when you go out.
Yeah. And I saw this kid, this lonely little sad child, sitting on a bench. And I kind of shouted out. I was like, hey, what you doing over there, buddy?
You guys, you didn't say, hey, what are you doing? You guys said, hey, what do you do? What's your deal? I make music. And then you were like, do you need a drummer? And then
they said, yeah. And I was like, okay, sweet. And then, so I run a venue. So I sent them like the Instagram and, kind of, you know, my phone number. And then you were like, here's a song, play that as an audition. And I was like, okay. And then I recorded a video, and it went, like, fine, I think.
That was just to prove that you could, like, play drums. I didn't know you were, like, I was just hoping for, like...
I mean, when some guy does just approach you in the middle of the night and asks if he can be in your band, I mean, it is kind of questionable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad it worked out for you guys, though. Yeah, you guys got a solid little crew going on right now. Nice.
Pretty solid.
Yeah. Why don't you show us some more of that stuff that you've been making?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's get into another song. Oh, yeah.
Ready?
Eyes to eyes. Nose to nose, I broke my vow. I took her home, I did. But died so big, so sweet, so much. Made me sick, well it's sick, it's sick. The joy is joy, it burns my skin. And I was just a 40-year-old. I'd do it again, I still want more. I'd do it again, I still want more. I still want more, I still want more. Oh, oh. Eyes to nose to nose, I broke my vow. I took her home, I did. With eyes so big, so sweet, so much. It made me sick, well if sick is sick. But joy is joy, it burns my skin. And I was just a 40-year-old. I'd do it again, I still want more. I'd do it again, I still want more. I'd do it again.
Nice, guys. That was really fun. I totally dig it. That was cool. What was it called?
That one's called Mike's Keys. After we had my friend Mike gave us a small little studio space when we first got started, and he let us like just write music in there and record, and it's how we, me and Jude, started.
He's the heart of this project.
Thanks,
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mike.
Shout out, Mike. Woods. I think on Instagram he's Mike Woods. Yeah, he's the GOAT.
One day he lost his keys.
Yeah, he lost his keys, and then we made that song.
Great. I like the follow through and execution of that songwriting process right there.
Thanks.
Did you come up with the music before you came up with the words, or were you like, this song totally sounds like it should be for Mike's lost keys, or were you like, we don't know what to put with this song, should we make it about Mike's keys?
The song's actually, it's a bit of a misnomer because it's not about Mike's keys.
About Mike's keys.
Sorry. That's just what it's called.
It's partly about Mike's keys?
I guess it's partly about Mike's keys. We were just, I don't know. We had the song, we had the lyrics, and then we were like, hey, we have this session file. What should we name the session? And Mike was like, crap, I lost my keys. let me go out to my car.
Good one.
And that's what we named it, Mike's Keys. Yeah.
So what's the song actually about?
Seems like a
right.
heavy subject.
Giggles, sore subject, you guys. It's a secret.
I don't know what the lyrics are.
They don't even
I'm not
shaking
sure.
heads.
It's
shaking
just about
heads.
Like, I don't know, making stupid decisions, being young, stuff like that.
like classic, pretty stereotypical songwriting stuff.
Yeah. What would you guys consider yourself? Like, obviously you're a boy band, duh.
Oh, yes.
Well, you guys like a pop punk band? Is that what you'd say?
Sounds accurate.
Yeah. What do you think?
Just like indie rock.
Indie rock.
The genre is kind of morphing constantly.
Yeah. It's fairly arbitrary. It's just funny. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the general idea is we record. When we record, it's music that we want to see on like Spotify and Apple Music. And when we do live music, it's just the type of show that we would want to see live. So
it's also fun to play.
Yeah, whatever.
We like to do how it's like fun for us.
Yeah.
Cool. That's how it should be. Yeah, making stuff that you like. Cool. Why don't you hit us with another song?
I guess that's why I keep coming back to you. Well, maybe it's the color of your hair, or how you genuinely see it in care. Well, maybe I'm just crazy for thinking time would ruin something and down. Thinking from the past that I'll be excluded from my head. Well, I'm out of my head. But maybe I just miss your lips. Not too different, you and me. And now I see why I'm always craving you. Well, maybe it's the way that you smell, or how you have me captured underneath your spell. Well, maybe I'm just crazy for thinking tunnels when I'm digging down. Teachers from the past that I've been excluded from my head. Well, I'm out of my head. And maybe I just miss your lips. Maybe I'm just crazy for thinking time you'll move something and down. Secrets from the past that I've been excluded from my head. Oh, I'm out of my head. Maybe I just missed your love.
Awesome. What was that called?
That's Gravity Bong by Meth Wax. That's another cover.
Meth Wax, crazy name.
Yeah, bit of a crazy name. That one's a lot of fun though.
Where'd you get your name from? Quick Fission, what's that about?
So one of our original members, Charlie, he's a bit of a eccentric. Is that the right word?
Yeah, he dabbles guy. A lot.
I would say so.
Yeah, he's got some eclectic taste. So he loves guitar, but he also loves like classical music and physics and like nuclear physics and stuff. And he was like, hey, you know what would be a crazy name for a band? Nuclear Fission. And I was like, no, we gotta make it like doll it up a little bit. So we settled on Quick Fission, and that's
nice.
I didn't even know that.
Dude, you're kicked out of the man. Yeah. Kicked out.
There's a lot of knowledge that Jude and Rowan have that Jake and I are unaware of. We both joined the band last semester. So.
Oh. Yeah. So you guys are fresh. How long have you guys been a band for? Just the year?
I guess. This lineup, yeah, about the school year.
Since I joined in October, I believe, and Jake in August. So since October, this has been the lineup.
Cool. Where are you guys from?
So Jude, Rowan, and I are all from Massachusetts, like the North Shore area, and I actually knew them before we all went to UVM, but I had no idea that they were going here, and it was kind of just like I ran into them. I was like, hey, I saw you guys playing your band Quick Fission, and that's how that worked. But Jake?
Bad. I'm kind of from everywhere.
Right.
Sounds weird. I haven't lived in the same spot for like more than 4 years in my life.
Traveling man.
I guess. most recently Vermont. This feels like home right now.
It's nice.
I guess sort of Pennsylvania, New Jersey. East Coast, basically.
Awesome. Very cool. Can't believe you guys knew each other. That's lit.
Yeah. Actually, I met them through my other band at home, which is kind of funny. So I originally was in another band, but we went on a little hiatus for college since three of our members were going to school. And back in May of last year, 2024, mm-hmm. I don't know how it happened, but Quick Vision and my band were on the same bill, and that's how I met these guys.
Which is kind of funny. In your backyard.
We played a show in my backyard last summer. I invited them to play because it was like my band from home we were pretty small, so we were like, let's get every band we know, and that was Quick Vision and another band. So we got them to play.
So you guys have been Quick Vision since before coming to UVM then?
Yeah.
The two
yeah.
of you?
2023, I think.
Yeah, 2023.
Yeah.
Nice.
I put out my skis in August of 2023.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Cool. It's awesome. You guys are growing up together.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, Jake's already grown up.
Damn. Well, play us another, won't ya?
Yeah, we got another original.
About that one, didn't you say you had a story?
Yeah,
Rowan?
Oh
story?
Yeah. So I wrote that bass line that Evan's playing, the little slap bass line. I wrote during like COVID, so that's how many years ago?
Five.
Yeah, like 5 years ago. Because I saw there's this bassist that I really like called Victor Wooten, and I saw this video of him playing like this really cool slap bass line, and I taught myself how to slap on YouTube. And I wrote that bass line. And then me and Jude, when we would jam, we would just, like, that was our fidget jam. Like, it didn't have any words or a name
or
anything.
For like a year we'd be doing that.
Yeah, we would just, like, fidget and have fun on it. And then we came here, and I was stuck in my dorm one day and really bored. And I was like, I write songs. That's something I do. Like, I can write lyrics to this. And then, yeah, song.
Mm-hmm. Cool. What was that called again?
Wake Up Call.
Wake Up Call.
When I joined the band in October, I could not play that because I had just learned how to play bass. So for our first show in November, I just gave the bass to Rowan.
Nice.
And then he played that one. But
keep going.
I've kind of just been like, as I've been playing with the band, I've been getting better at bass, and that song's like really fun for me now. I have a good time with it.
Cool. It sounded great. So
thanks.
Yeah. Good job on the slap right there.
This is also funny, that song. Like, we just recently played with Skrome and Comatose Kids. what was it? Like, the second we played it during soundcheck, the bassist to Skrome just instantly got it, which was insane. That was a fun moment, though. I just thought that was funny. And they also, like, immediately learned some other riff.
Yeah. Good musicians. Shout out Skrome and Comatose Kids.
Speaking of... You guys are a UVM band now. Seems like you've played with some of the other bands here. What's your take on the UVM music scene? What do you think about that?
Well, honestly, coming from where we're from, I feel like there's a lot more of a lively scene here because, at least for me and the type of music I like, I would have to go into Boston to go to shows I enjoyed. And I feel like here it's just a lot more friendly and it's more of a community that you can be a part of.
Yeah, super welcoming to us too.
For sure.
We had no problem finding places to play or people to play with, which has been really nice.
Met a lot of cool people through it, so it's definitely a great experience.
Nice. Also,
just like the little freshmen, like, I don't know. There's so many different little bands. Everyone plays with each other and, I don't know. Doing shows with our friends, like, coming up, that's really exciting. So
yeah, it's super cool.
Nice.
No. Hey, I'm gathering my thoughts. Don't laugh. No. Burlington is, like, out of everywhere I've been, has the best music scene, like, by far, which is kind of crazy to me because it's not a city. It's a town, really. And, like, kind of echoing what they said, but also... not only just like bands here, but there's an insane amount of touring bands that come through Burlington. And I feel like I've seen it's easier to book touring bands than it is like local at this point because there's just so many people that come in Burlington.
You mean for like, are you in like the basement show kind of
venue situation? But just in general though, like Radio Bean, and also, there's a lot of venues to play here, too.
Totally.
Arts Riot, Monkey House, Radio Bean, all the house shows.
Yeah. That's cool. I remember when I first got here, I'm a senior now, but when I got here, it was, like, very jam-focused. And I feel like now, I mean, I haven't been out in the scene for a while, now that I'm 21. But... seems like there's a lot more, like, rock happening, which is really cool. I mean, I love jam, don't get me wrong, but it's cool to see other stuff coming on up over here.
Yeah. Jam bands have, like, lessened. Honestly, the hardcore scene is what's been popping
off. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy right now. I saw Tabernak played here, too, which is... that kind of blew me away. They're awesome.
Yeah, they played here. I think they were, like, one of the first shows to open up the semester.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, hardcore band's going crazy.
You guys should play another song.
Oh yeah, this is a new original.
How does it go? I'm
mic, he hit it and I went dark. To pass the time and break his mummy's heart. He laughed to his face, it was always true. It was so his face.
Super fun, you guys. What was that called?
Pass the time. Pass the time. Whoops. That's a brand new one, so we're a little rougher on that.
Sounded great. We'd never know.
We will always.
We're gonna know.
Yeah. All right. Well, I tried, you guys.
No, we don't care.
I actually should have mentioned this before, but if you're tuned in right now, if you just tuned in, first of all, this is WREV. 90.1 FM, and we've got Quick Vision in the studio playing some awesome music for us. But if you're listening and you have something very pressing you want to say, you can chat in at WRUV.org or call in at 802-656-4399, and we will relay that message to the band. So keep that in mind, you guys. Awesome song. I enjoyed it. What are you thinking? You got anything?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Who, like, both individually and as a band, like, who are your, like, biggest, like, musical influences?
You go first. I love the Beatles a lot.
True.
That's when I first started playing guitar, that's all I listened to, the Beatles. And then eventually, like, I don't know, I listened to a lot of, like, 90s. A lot of 90s alt-rock. And then, I don't know, a lot of stuff now, but for a while it was a lot of, like, Mac DeMarco and stuff, but, yeah.
Yeah, growing up, like, the Beatles, Bob Marley, I love reggae, and, like, then I got into, like, punk a lot and a lot more hardcore now, especially just being in a place with the scene makes it pretty easy.
You big Bad Brains guy?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah?
I am.
Nice.
My turn?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just trying to be respectful.
You got
I don't know.
Magic
he might have something else to say.
In your hands.
Individually, my journey through drums has been kind of interesting. Like, I started with, like, very, not, like, kind of, like, pop punk, I guess. Like, Green Day.
Right.
Was, like, the first song. And also, like, Crazy Train was the first song I ever learned on drums. But that was kind of the beginning. And then, like, inspiration over the years is anything from, like, Paramore to Dave Matthews, John Mayer. There's so many. Like, and I guess knowing these boys now, like, now everything's kind of changing because my music taste is evolving. Sublime, most recently.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Rowan's trying to get us to play a Sublime song that's
Which
insanely
one?
Fast.
Which one do you want? It's okay. WREV does not condone that language or behavior.
What's
Sorry.
Same in the end.
Oh yeah, that's an awesome one.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Dude, it's so fast.
Yeah, once we get the speed down, it's a little fast.
Yeah, I don't know if I have anything else to talk about. Inspirations, Evan. You want to go talk about math rock?
Thanks, Jake.
Yeah, with bass, since I started playing it with this band, I really don't have any inspiration for this instrument, but Rowan, to be honest, I watch Rowan play bass and I'm like, wow, I want to do that. But before bass, I played a lot of math rock guitar with a lot of, like, tapping on the fretboard and stuff. So I like to keep a piece of that in what I play now, even if it annoys them. But a lot of my roots, I learned how to play guitar because of emo and screamo and, like, metalcore music. And I don't know, even though we're, like, indie rock or whatever you want to call this genre-wise, I still like to try to put push a little bit of my roots into what we do, even if I'm playing bass, but it's fun.
Yeah, I think then as a band, that, like, is a good segue, because we do try and bring, like, you know, Jake has his own influences, and Jude has his own, and, like, we definitely try and take, like, I don't know, some of your, like, screamo and emo influence, and anything that, like, Jake suggests, and we just kind of melt it all together into a show that we like to play.
Yeah, and I'd say overall, all of us have pretty wide musical taste. Like, I'll listen to anything that these guys want to play for me, so. Yeah.
Sick. I got a question, actually. Totally not irrelevant, but, like, not really related to you guys. I've literally feel like I might be the only person in the world that listens to Dashboard Confessional. Do you guys know who that is, or yeah. Is it just me? Okay.
No,
okay, because thank God. I thought I was going crazy. Like, did I make them up, or does anybody else know who they are? Like, oh, God.
No idea.
Listeners, let us know. Call in.
Yeah. For real, let us know.
Hello. Hello. I'm Thaddeus.
Hello. Hi, Thaddeus.
I get here a little late, but, you know, I'm here, so.
You made
that's,
it.
That's yeah, what counts.
I'm so happy I'm here. You guys are my favorite band in the whole world.
Oh, hell yeah.
My question is just, like, you were talking about your, when you're, like, you know, practicing as a band, you're thinking about it as a live set. Is that how you normally are thinking about the music that you're playing? Is, like, how are we going to get the best live performance? Are you thinking about, you know, like, recording stuff too? Or is it just all about playing live?
It's changed a lot over time. When we first started out, me and him just met. We didn't write anything. We met at the studio. I like made a beat or something, or recorded some chords, and then he would just solo over it, and I would work on my laptop and mash buttons until it became a song. And that was just like, that was just our way of doing it. And then we like started playing as a full band more and transitioned out of the studio. And I think just a part of us maturing and growing up has been writing in this medium and for this, like, yeah.
Originally we didn't think about doing any of them live when we first, like, the early stuff. We didn't think about doing any of it live, so it'd have like crazy synth solos and stuff that
yeah.
we couldn't replicate now. But.
I mean, now I feel like all rehearsals have been kind of live focused, though.
Yeah,
trying to move stage presence wise, so important. Don't laugh; it's important.
No, it's important. I know I'm the only one who doesn't do it. Yeah.
Yeah. The math, yeah,
the
yeah.
and the, the bass math rock listener yeah. is the chiller.
Okay, so my band from home, I played like emo adjacent kind of math rock guitar, and I would have to like really focus because I played lead. So it's just a lot of change from going from that to this. And I don't really know how to move my body. And I'm like a little embarrassed on stage because like this is not what I'm used to doing. So I don't know. It's been a good change. It's a lot of fun now, but I'm definitely starting to come out of that sort of shell by doing this.
Nice. Well, you obviously.
I think it's just something about playing the bass too that just
for sure
you get planted in the ground.
Just saps all your. Yeah.
You just need some like dark sunglasses.
Oh yeah,
that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
You guys want to play us another song?
Yeah, oh, we got
wait.
Another original.
Do you want to have something to say first?
Oh no, he was just handing me the mic.
Okay, never mind.
Oh yeah, this song is on our new EP, which is out on streaming services.
Called Atlas. On the day the trees flowered, I felt even never knew you and a who. Even are you just a word in my mouth? Was it always the case? Wine up in the face, so just take me to the back now. No, I can't be alone. Oh, I can see your house from my window. Staring when no one is awake, just to make you seem extra far away. Like a path towards nowhere, I see you waiting for me up. Forcing my hand to plan, never deviates. Was it always the case? Wandering up in space, so just take me to the back now. No, I can't be alone.
when no one hears the way. Just to make you seem extra far away. But all I do is smoke for you. I sit around and wait for you. I said I'd give my life, but this is not what I want. Was it always the case? Why I'm up in the face? So just take me to the back, man. I can't be alone. Oh, I can see your house from my window. I wish I didn't go there all those times. Oh, I wish I had any self-control. Oh, I wish I didn't mark you in my mind. I wish I'd mark you in my mind.
I call again?
Oh, Anna.
Oh, who's Anna?
Who's Anna? Anna is,
Oh.
I don't know. A lot of these songs are about, all about the same thing. And it's just like, I don't know. Everyone's like a freshman in high school and does stupid shit and, you know,
once
stuff
again,
like that.
Once again, we don't condone
don't,
that.
Don't
that's
swear.
Fine. That's total. It's like WREV apologizes.
He's just a, you know.
He's sick in the head, man.
You're sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we have to
we'll
kick you out now. One more. It's three
I'll
strikes.
Be stepping down as quick fish.
I'll just throw a drumstick at you. I got plenty in my stick bag.
Everyone does stupid stuff when they're younger, and when I'm sitting like alone, lost in thought, and it comes back to me, it's like, oh, I really should not have done that. And sometimes you gotta put that on paper or into a song.
Get it out.
Yeah,
somehow.
Get it out. Let it out or it'll like eat you.
What's your favorite lyric from that song?
Just to make you seem extra far away. It's about being in love with somebody and you can't be with them and you can see their house from your window or whatever, and looking at it makes them feel extra far away. I liked that.
That's brutal.
Tableau.
It's yeah. Nice though. Yeah,
very
sucks.
Interesting.
Sorry, dog.
Nah, it's I.
Sorry, sorry, high school you or whatever.
Now it's just really funny.
I can see you laughing as the tears stream down your face.
Wow,
there's so much pain behind those eyes.
So funny.
So, I mean, you guys are a band, and being a band means playing music, but also means doing all kinds of other things that you might not have envisioned when you first started. Like, what's a skill that you've learned or like maybe need to learn still?
Not swearing on the radio. That's a big one.
Number one.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. We've
do you guys send a lot of emails? I've always wondered that. How much are you guys on the DMs?
About the band or just personally? Well, 12,000 emails.
The band.
I think we all have.
I mean,
like,
I guess we could get
inbox.
Personal too. If
I
that's
haven't checked my Gmail since I was like 13.
As
like
a band, though,
over 50,000
like,
emails.
Oh, I think I didn't respond to like one person, but like, I don't. Yeah. No, we're pretty good about all that stuff. We're pretty on top of like reaching out, following up. Or at least we try to. I think, in terms of like growth, I think we're going to try and write more music as a band and try and get more music out in this, again, like in this medium, as opposed to the way we were recording before.
Cool. We have a comment from the drummer.
I think I'll kind of bounce off Ryan. The dream is to have a full set of originals.
We're right there.
We're so close.
Yeah, it comes with time.
You guys need to get in the lab. You start cooking.
Yeah, lab it up, man.
I'll work harder.
I feel like
well, it's not just you.
We just haven't done that yet.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's also a hard balance if you're like in college and stuff and you're doing a house show and, you know, sometimes it's like you want to play what the crowd wants to hear, I guess. And
everybody wants to hear Creep by Radiohead. You got to give
exactly.
them what they want.
Exactly. but yeah, you get what I mean. Sometimes it's hard if it's like they don't know your music and stuff. Yeah.
It's definitely a balance.
Definitely a balance. I think you guys should play. How many songs you got left?
We got two other settlers.
At least like four.
Okay, why don't you play another one and then we'll do a PSA, which is something that the station has to do every hour on the hour, and it's approximately 7 o'clock. Okay. So play another song and then we'll get into the PSA.
This is
heavy use of harmonics there. I enjoyed it. I also
really great riff.
Yeah,
you wrote that little part.
Oh, very fun. guys, don't worry about that. I also enjoy the tone of your guitar. It's very clean on that one.
It is so
it's
pretty.
Enjoyable.
You've been tinkering with it for a while.
Yeah, it's good. But
cool.
It's time to educate the Burlington area with a wonderful PSA.
Oh, true. So basically, there's this big book of things, of messages to the public. And you guys get to read one because you're here. But oftentimes, bands like to play like a little backing track.
Oh.
While somebody reads it. So somebody can look through this and decide which one they want to read. I'm going to give it to you, Rowan. And then you guys can, you know, do a little jam.
Sweet.
Underneath.
Are you doing the
ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da?
Oh my god.
Some of these are. You guys get to hear my roots.
Yep, I like this one. How do you guys feel about beats, the kind you eat? Everyone.
Whoa, hold up. We got